Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Minding your mental health during the coronavirus outbreak is extremely important. That can be particularly difficult if you are recovering from an addiction of one kind or another. On the line now, Professor Colin O'Gara, consultant psychiatrist and head of addiction services at St. John of God Hospital. Thanks indeed for joining us, Professor O'Gara. Can you tell me something about how, you know, the coronavirus crisis might impact on somebody recovering from an addiction?
Absolutely. Good morning, Sean. It's a difficult time at the moment for everybody, that's for sure. Certainly, we're all getting used to the psychology of a pandemic. A lot of people are fearful and have increased anxieties and are uncertain about the future. But people in recovery, Sean, have special challenges because a lot of their recovery plans is on meeting up with people, being part of a fellowship. And at the moment, they don't have that opportunity. So a lot of people say to me, it's not only the meetings that they go to, it is the contact after meetings. These are AA meetings for alcoholism, GA meetings for gambling, Cocaine Anonymous meetings, those type of meetings. So really important for people to stay connected at the moment. And what we're seeing, thankfully, is, like all of us, we're getting better used to dealing with online technology. We're seeing a lot of our patients moving on to online meetings in a very rapid way, which is very good to see. So that's quite heartening. But, of course, there's lots of other challenges as well for them at the moment, Sean, particularly around medication. Often it's thought that medication mightn't be a huge part of addiction recovery, but in fact it is. There are certain medications, anti-craving medications, in the case of alcoholism and gambling, and another medication called Antabuse that people take quite frequently at the moment in my clinics, that if you drink when you're on this medication, you become quite unwell. And at the moment, there's a lot of people contacting me about the pressures of maybe discontinuing their medication and not which heightens the opportunity for them to drink.
Yeah, and is it that they're discontinuing because it's not available to them, or is it because they just feel like, throwing in the towel, as it were?
Well, there's the background pressure at the moment, which is big for a lot of people. Then there's just the as Dr. Durkin there, your last contributor, was referring to, there's just all of our clinics are very different. I mean, the social contact is gone down. About 90% of what we're doing now is either video call or telephone. So, it's not easy. And if you're in a situation where your routine is turned on its head, you're not feeling great, maybe you've got mental health issues as well, it's quite easy to say, look, I won't bother with that medication, I'll just leave it. So we're actively keeping in touch with people on that basis,
And the whole emphasis at the moment is on, Simon Coveney put it, we need to keep apart to pull together. Now, there's such emphasis on isolation, but would isolation be at the core of a lot of addiction?
Absolutely. Isolation, boredom is another one, particularly in gambling. I mean, we've seen the complete cessation of sports, which is, it's beyond unusual at this stage. I'd call it bizarre, We're into a situation where a lot of the research we've done in gambling to date has highlighted the fact that sports betting is the most common form of gambling in this country. And a lot of the problem gambling that we see in our clinics is related to sports betting. So a big concern at the moment is that a lot of our patients are sitting at home, isolated, bored, fearful around the future, fearful about money for the future. And a lot of these people as well, Sean, have compulsions to gamble. So really what they're looking at the moment is online casino games, online slot machines, and these virtual games where you have computerized horses running around a track.
On that point, ITV has announced, for instance, it intends to show a virtual Grand National because the entry event has been cancelled because of the coronavirus. Now, that presumably is something that a person like you would not welcome.
Well, look, there's two sides to that. As I've already alluded to, people are under pressure, people are getting fed up, and there's kind of an element of solidarity as well where people are trying to support each other. There's probably for 80%, Sean, of people, that'll be a welcome thing because they're genuinely missing the fact that such a major sporting event isn't happening. But what we're concerned about in gambling treatment services would be, the fact that you know, people, particularly problem gamblers, will look at these, you know, it's a lead in to basically some of the more addictive forms of gambling. And, you know, virtual gambling, we would, you know, a lot of sports betting people wouldn't have an interest in virtuals, Sean. It's really more people who would have a, you know, problem with gambling. And once you're on the online platforms, then you're also prone then to the online slot games and the online casino suite products, which are quite dangerous.
Yeah, and I suppose the other thing is that living with an addict can be a very difficult thing, particularly at moments maybe like these when there's heightened stress and anxiety. So what advice would you give to someone who is living with an addict under the current circumstances?
Well, it's obviously difficult for everybody at the moment, but I think the key facet that, you know, we're dealing with a lot of families at the moment in that regard, again over the phone or virtually, and we're there's two things. You know, obviously we want people to isolate and try and keep safe as much as possible, and families play a key role in that. But also on the addiction side of things, families can be very encouraging to get people to go online to do meetings. Also around medication. For instance, in the case of Antaboo's, family can actually play a role in that, so they can actually monitor medication. Now, it's not something that a lot of my patients would be happy with long term, but just bringing a family member into that for the time being, just until the crisis blows over, that would be a good idea, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw in the health supplement in the Irish Times today, Richie Sadler, he's a regular soccer pundit, writing about this today, saying, look, a lot of stuff that he could rely on has now fallen away, whether it's giving talks in schools because the schools are closed, doing football analysis because there's no football. And he's fallen back on a piece of advice he got many years ago. Just worry about today. Don't like today's dinner is the one you worry about, not the one that's eaten from yesterday or the one that isn't cooked from next year.
Absolutely, and it's a central tenet of mutual support of the AA movement. It's, you know, it's that phrase of each day at a time, and I think a lot of people will be waking up at the morning, waking up at the moment, just trying to put that kind of psychology in there, Sean, because, you know, as we don't really know how this is going to pan out yet. Again, listening to my other colleagues there around the figures and where they're at the moment, we really don't know yet. So it is each day at a time from a psychological point of view. That's for sure.
And I suppose the other thing is that you would say to people, just make that call if you feel, you know, you're under that little bit of extra stress or pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. With regards to mental health and addiction services, now is the time. I mean, we're fully, you know, we're in every day, fully staffed up. Thankfully, with a few people who are self-isolating, but, you know, services are, you know, we're applying strict social distancing and services are going, absolutely. And hopefully, from a mental health perspective, you know, these services will play their part as well.
Colin, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Colin O'Gara there, consultant psychiatrist and head of addiction services at St John of God Hospital, just out the road from us here in Stillorgan in County Dublin. The number, by the way, for AWARE, their helpline is 1-800-80-48-48. That's AWARE at 1-800-80-48-48. And obviously, if you've been affected by any of these issues, don't hesitate to make that call or indeed contact your own GP.